Listener's discretion is advised. To all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. It's July. Can you believe it, folks? July of 2023. And of course, if you missed all the episodes of Season 4, or maybe it's your first time listening and you have to catch up, God damn you, please tune in from the very beginning. And it's only on your favorite podcast app, as every promo I said, or as I said, every single promo that is on the podcast. But we'll start on, well, I guess, baseball stuff, because we're still on that goddamn WGA strike, and I can't listen to my favorite late-night talk show host like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or even the current host of The Late Show on CBS. But here we are. Like I said, we'll start with what happened earlier tonight, I mean today, which was a little bit of some baseball in Detroit, Michigan. Now, after being destroyed by the Toronto Blue Jays, the Detroit Tigers got a little bit of a payback by putting zilches on the Blue Jays' scoreboard. Not just the runs, but also hits. In a way of, let's just say, a combined no-hitter. Yes, that's right, a combined no-hitter. When was the last time it happened? Well, the last time it happened was during last year's World Series at Game 4 between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies, which is, by the way, the first time a combined no-hitter had happened in the World Series ever. But that's not the first time that a no-hitter happened in the postseason. Think of the late Roy Halladay. Now, here was the call from Bally Sports Detroit after that historic no-hitter, the 20th no-hitter in MLB history. Once again, a call from Bally Sports Detroit.
Detroit Tigers. Look at that celebration right on the mound where it all took place. Look at everybody hugging Jason Foley and Alex Lang as they walk off the field, just making history here at Comerica Park against one of the finest offenses in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays. And we were here to see it, Todd Jones. Unbelievable.
Complete domination. It's an honor to see.
Once again, congratulations to the Detroit Tigers for throwing a no-hitter, a combined no-hitter, that is, on that fateful Saturday, which caused the Blue Jays' Twitter account to just post a very sad emoji that, you know, let's just say, a tantrum behind the scenes. But Alex Lang, who is the closer for the Detroit Tigers this year, was very colorful reaction after that historical combined no-hitter from Bally Sports Detroit.
Listen in. Alex, they were saying in the booth that you were built for a moment like this. How are you feeling? And walk me through the night that curve was working as well as it ever has.
Man, holy shit. How about that, Detroit? How
okay,
about
there we go.
Taking it through and away. Let's go. Come on, yeah.
I apologize for what you might have just heard there, but go ahead.
Hey, I mean, we're not doing this without Hossie, man. I mean, what a great game. This is the second one, second no-hitter. Matt Manning setting the tone for the boys. Foley doing his thing. I mean, thank you guys for sticking around. Let's go Tigers, baby, huh?
Yep. Holy shit indeed, Alex Lang. Holy shit indeed. Now, let's move on. The same day at Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Brewers and the Reds face off once again in the National League Central Division rivalry, and Ellie De La Cruz, the rookie infielder for the Cincinnati Reds, just stole three bases earlier today, and, well, he's just showing off because that's who he is. He is a sensation. So here was the FS1 version of this call from Jason Benetti. And you know what? Just listen to it and enjoy.
Last year, all of last season, they had 58 stolen bases.
It's July the 8th. And there he goes again. They didn't even cover third. De La Cruz got a massive jump, and there's stolen base number three. And now, let's see. He's coming home. They weren't looking. Did he touch the plate? Yes, he did. De La Cruz surges home. An electrifying young talent just makes the base path his own NASCAR track.
Well, I like that. You don't give up the third base position to cover. Now, here's Espiguera not even paying attention. So there's two things there. Peguero not paying attention, but also Anderson at third base was way off the bag, so he allowed De La Cruz just to walk down to third. If Anderson's standing near third, there's no way De La Cruz can get that walking lead. So, yes, pitcher got taken advantage of, but the third baseman also fell asleep.
Wow. Ellie De La Cruz is especial. And the Cincinnati Reds went on to win against the Milwaukee Brewers by the way of the final score of 8-5. And now, moving on to basketball. Now, the NBA had made an official announcement. But what was the official announcement? Well, ESPN's Richard Jefferson will explain this new thing for the 2023-2024 NBA season.
All right, everybody, the NBA first ever in-season tournament is now official. But how does it work? Like this. First up is group play. All 30 teams will be split into six groups, three from the East, three from the West, with a random draw based on last year's regular season records. Each team in a group plays each other one time, a total of four games, two at home, two on the road.
One, two, three, yeah.
Now, those games happen Tuesdays and Fridays in November, so set your calendar. Basically, these regular season NBA games also count as tournament games. Now, in each group, the team with the best group play record after those four games, they're moving on. The team with the next best record in each conference, those two are the wild cards. Always watch out for the wild cards. Now, we get to the knockout round. Eight teams, single elimination, and you know what that means. Win and move on, or lose, and you're out. And the last four teams standing, guess what?
You're headed to Vegas, baby. That's right. In Las Vegas, the semifinal battles will get us to the championship game on December 9th. Two teams in a winner-take-all final to be named champion and be awarded the first ever NBA Cup. Come on now. Look, there's a lot to look forward to this season. Players on new teams, rookies new to the league, and teams just looking to make some noise. And the NBA in-season tournament is going to be a can't-miss, must-see, high-stakes, high-level competition. And if you're a hoops head just like me, I promise you, you're going to love it.
Well, I for one cannot wait for this. Now, earlier tonight, or today, the teams were announced for the East and Western Conference, divided into three teams each, to turn it into 16, and we'll reveal that tomorrow. But until then, after this brief ad, a little bit of the geography lesson with a throw it back segment back in 2018 with the host's late show on CBS. After this, folks, so stay tuned on this Saturday night edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
Tis the season for treason! The Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure Edition, where you can build Donald Trump's Florida Mega Mansion and then raid it FBI style.
Oh no, it's a raid! Don Jr., help me hide the documents.
You'll have so much fun hiding classified material all over the estate, under the couch cushions, inside the tanning bed, and beneath his ex-wife's tombstone.
I am flushing nuclear secrets down the toilet.
Open up, FBI!
The only FBI I trust is a female body inspector.
Gross.
Use your special agent skills to crack open the safe.
Shh, I'm trying to hide ink.
Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure also comes with Saudi nationals.
We're just here to golf, honest.
Angry MAGA supporters.
Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Look at my truck nuts.
With his head stuck in a golf bag.
Help me.
Find all the documents to indict the former president.
We caught you red-handed.
My hands aren't red. That's just ketchup.
Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure Edition. Rudy's Secret Tunnel sold separately.
Available at Walgreens.
I got everything. I really do.
And we back, folks. Now let's get to the throwback segment I like to call Throw It Back. In this Throw It Back segment is where we get to learn some geography. A geography lesson from the host's late show on CBS back in 2018. It's one of those Trump gaffes that he always messes up stuff he can't pronounce. And the late show guy ended up having something for his audience. And here it is, the 2018 geography throwback from the late show on CBS.
Folks, I'm standing over here again because once again, as many is the night, that we have too much monologue for the monologue, so we got a double monologue. It's a double stuffed monologue tonight.
All right? Get it all in.
Because this one, we couldn't let this one go. This one's too fun. Now, we know that diplomacy is not President Trump's thing. But dig this, Daddy-O. Apparently, he keeps calling Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at all hours because of his struggle to grasp time zones. And according to a former National Security Council official, Trump wasn't great with recognizing that the leader of a country might be 80 or 85 years old and isn't going to be awake or in the right place at 10:30 or 11 p.m. their time. Okay, hold on, pump your brakes. What do you mean it's night there, okay? I just looked out the window right there, and it's day, okay? That means it is fake o'clock. Okay, fake clock, fake time right there. That's fact. That's a fact. And we've just learned that while preparing for a meeting with India's prime minister, Trump appeared confused by Nepal and Bhutan, which lie sandwiched between India and China. He was like, what's this stuff in between? By the way, what's this stuff in between is also what Trump asks when he sees pictures of his children. I see. Okay, hold on. Okay, I got it. Hold on. Let me see here. I see the one with my name and the one I like. What's that stuff in between? And even once he learned what that stuff was, Trump referred to Bhutan as button and mispronounced Nepal as nipple. Then, word is, he then touched the map without its consent. Look, I found nipple. Is this a topographical map, or is it just chilly in here? But, allegedly. But don't worry, everybody. The president is stupid like a fox. Because according to one aide, I don't think he sees those as faux pas. I think he sees them as, look, I do things differently. That's like saying, yeah, I didn't get too drunk at my cousin's wedding and vomit on the cake and then yell at everyone just to eat around it. I just do things differently. FYI, I also did something differently on the shrimp bar.
Oh, not the shrimp.
But it is important that the most powerful man in the world knows what countries are in that world. So tonight we're here to help. Thank you, boys. Thank you very much. Here we go. All right. Sir. This is the world. Normally it's round, okay? When the sun's shining on one side, it's dark on the other, okay? We've labeled what you already know, okay? Here is nipple, right there, and button. Nipple and button, okay? But don't forget our allies, tiddly, and Australia. Okay, this? They're our friends. They're friends. These countries are our economic partners who can help you win your trade war against the China. Okay? Here's Djibouti. That one doesn't even have to change. But I'll tell you what, little advice. Don't even attempt to pronounce Niger.
Well, nice joke if you listen to Donald Trump from the host of the Late Show on CBS. Maybe we should go to the alternate universe and get a geography class in your local college. After this brief ad, we're going to listen to some Paul McCartney, so stay tuned, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
Hello again. We're climate scientists.
Real climate scientists, not actors.
5 years ago, we came on Jimmy's show.
We told you climate change is real.
That it's undeniably caused by human activity.
That it's going to be catastrophic.
And that we weren't with you.
Totally not with you.
I thought we made that clear.
But now it's 5 years later.
The globe is hotter.
Hurricanes are stronger.
Droughts are worsening.
Coral reefs are dying.
Wildfires are raging.
And floods are even floodier.
So we're back with a new message.
And we really hate to say this, but
We told you so!
We told you so!
We told you we'd be by climate change.
And now we are, just like we said.
Good and hard.
Right up the greenhouse gas.
It's almost like we knew what we were talking about.
Scientists for the win.
with you after all.
The planet is exactly as as we told you it would be.
You mother.
As you can see, 5 years ago, we were here at medium. Now we're closer to here, mostly. And we only have a few years left to take drastic action before we wind up here, totally and irreparably.
But we're still not completely.
There's still time to un some stuff.
If we, companies, government, all of us act right now,
we can save tens of millions, hundreds of millions of lives.
We can call it the great un-f***ing.
Please, we're begging you.
For f***ing sake.
We're not f***ing with you.
Not f***ing with you.
We're seriously not f***ing with you.
I wouldn't f*** with you.
Kimmel, he would f*** with you.
Let's work together
to un the world.
People are scientists who still aren't f***ing with you.
I think we're going to need a bigger jar.
So.
And bye.
Are you tired of woke brands cramming their liberal agendas down your throat? Then cram these down instead. Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, the antidote to the left-wing corporations who want to tell you how to think.
Wait, what's in these?
We start with 100% fresh Atlantic cod. Then our team of marine psychologists.
Did you say marine psychologists?
Quiet, cook. Then our team of marine psychologists make sure each and every delicious, unsustainably caught cod identifies as his or her confirmed biological gender, just as Jesus tweeted.
I don't think fish can be trans.
Not in this box they can't.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, assigned delicious at birth.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah, taste the penis, Mr. Paul.
And we back, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Now let's get to some music from Paul McCartney. Now, there was a 1984 version of one of his songs with the band Wings called Silly Love Songs. And here is the 1984 version of Silly Love Songs from his movie Give My Regards to Broad Street, Paul McCartney.
Some people
And that was Paul McCartney with the 1984 version of one of the songs from Wings, Silly Love Songs. Now after this brief ad, we wrap up this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4, so stay tuned, folks!
Were you inspired by the January 6th rioters, but aren't sure how to insurrect in a non-English speaking country? Well, now you can, with Kuolingo, the only app that teaches you how to unsuccessfully overthrow your government in over 70 languages. Whether it's Spanish, German, Chinese, or even Swedish,
murder.
We've helped thousands go from hunting speakers.
Where are you, Nancy? We're looking for you.
To language speakers.
Je suis en prison.
So try Kuolingo today. Kuolingo, available in most languages, except whatever this is.
Ananamas.
That is it for this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Now be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Sunday edition of Random Stuff. So good night, but before we say good night, we finish off the Silly Love Songs, which is the reprise version of Paul McCartney's movie Give My Regards to Broad Street. But until then, good night, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Should we try Not Such a Bad Boy?
We have to.
Yeah. This time. All right. One, two, three, four.